Hello and welcome to Science with Nerds. This is the host Vismay Joshi, and today we will talk about your childhood dream destination. No, it's not Europe. It's the stars. And in particular, we will be talking about Betelgeuse star. Betelgeuse is also called Alpha Orionis, and it is the second brightest star in the Orion constellation, after Rigel, marking the eastern shoulder of the Hunter, where its name is derived from the Arabic word Bet el Jawza, which means giant's shoulder. It is one of the most luminous stars in the night sky, and it was in the news recently in late 2019. As it began dimming at highly apparent magnitude of 1.6, it begins to be stable by early 2020. It is approximately 640 light years away from Earth and roughly 950 times bigger than the Sun. Stars like Sun fuse hydrogen into helium and helium to carbon and form a red giant. There are other massive stars which can achieve hot enough temperatures to further fuse carbon into even heavier elements. Under those intense conditions, it could have gone supernova many times by now, as we are only able to see 30% of its visible light, and we are seeing through the telescope is the star's past. Now, it was the first star to be considered more than a point source, and at 900 times the size of our Sun, it would have engulfed Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and even the asteroid belt if it would be replaced as our parent star. It is a pulsating star, and thus its diameter keeps changing. It is also constantly losing mass as the intense fusion reaction in its outer layers. In radio observations, we found that it extends beyond the orbit of planet Neptune. Thanks for hearing to me, and be sure to subscribe. Just hit the like if you are hearing on Spotify or any other app to get more updates of my podcast. Science with Nerds, signing off.